Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kasama natin ngayon ang isa sa mga natatanging Filipino dito sa Queensland na masigasig na nagtataguyod na higit pang makilala, kumbaga, o mga taglay nating pagkamalikhain, lalo na sa larangan ng musika. Kamakailan na isa siya sa mga nahirang na nanalo ng prestihiyosong Letty Katz Fellowship na nagbibigay suporta sa mga music practitioners at mga researchers sa kanilang pag-aaral ukol sa iba't ibang kwento at kasaysayan ng musika dito sa Queensland. Dr. Carl Anasin, magandang araw sa iyo and welcome to SBS Filipino.
Magandang araw, Celeste. Salamat sa pagpapaunlak ng panahon mo ngayon dito sa SBS Filipino.
And congratulations on winning the fellowship. Gaano kahalaga para sa iyo ang karangalang ito and being a researcher and a music advocate yourself?
Right. Napakahalaga nito para sa akin, both personally and professionally. Ito ay isang karangalan, no? Kasi if I'm not mistaken, maybe I'm the first or isa sa mga unang mga Filipino na nabigyan nitong prestigyosong award nga na ito, no? At saka fellowship. Doon pa lang ay masaya na ako. Pero yung isang pinakamalaking importansya din nito ay maipapakilala pa natin ang role ng mga Filipinos na nag-migrate sa Queensland at ang kanilang kahalagahan sa music industry or music ecosystem, as I'd like to say it, dito sa Queensland.
Well, tell us a little bit more about this research that you are undertaking through the fellowship, and it is also through the State Library of Queensland. No? Ano ba yung overarching idea nitong research na gagawin mo?
Yeah, thanks for that. Yung research is about Filipino migrant musicians who have been contributing their creativity and cultural, you know, contribution to the Queensland creative ecosystem na sinasabi ko, no? Well, nagsimula ito sa aking PhD research sa Griffith University, wherein I did research on Filipino musicians in Australia in general. And it covered Queensland, Gold Coast, Brisbane, and then Melbourne and Sydney. Tapos ko na yung PhD na yun, and it's out, and I'm already also writing a book on that. Pero nung tinitignan ko yung aking research, meron pa akong kulang, which is the historical and archival part of the research. Nakita ko yung pagkakataon na maka-apply ng fellowship through the State Library of Queensland. Naisip kong gumawa ng research at ituloy ito. Ngayon, ang kahibahan niya is that I will be focusing on the archival and historical part of that research. So, meron tayong mga tao sa Queensland or musicians sa Queensland and creatives as well as spaces na tingin natin ay naging part ng history ng Queensland, pero hindi natin alam na they are or they've been there as part of the creative and cultural, you know, ecosystem of Queensland. So, yun ang layunin nitong project na to, ay to recognize and acknowledge those people and places for this one. So, kailangan pa nating palaguin yung part na to dahil ito yung magiging tulay natin bilang mga migrants and our part in the history of Queensland.
Dun sa mga pangunahing pag-aaral mo, ano ba yung mga napansin mo, yung mga una mong nadiskubre sa paraan ng pakikipagsalamuha, and how much of that is attributed to music, and you know, how much does music play in the way they build relationships here in the state?
Right. That's a good question. Actually, ang isa sa mga pinakamalaking findings ko sa research ay ang mga tao ay sinasabi nila laging mahirap ang music, no? Mahirap mag-music. Ang idea ng hirap na yun is hindi yung hirap na difficult siya. Mahirap siya dahil madaming layers ng ating pag-music. For example, ang mga respondents ko mostly were, and most musicians here in Queensland and other parts of Australia are part-time musicians only. So the main finding, for instance, of my thesis is that yung mga Filipino musicians ay nandito sa Australia not because they are here to play music but to work in other industries. Because of that then, they itinabi muna, isa nang tabi muna nila yung kanilang music aspirations because and for other things for their labor, for instance, for their family, for those kinds of things. Nung nakapag-settle na sila dito, then doon na lang nila ginawa yung pag-music nila, which is double-edged sword as well because nababawasan ang ating creative contribution. In the Philippines, kahit saan pa man yan, music is part of our lives, right? Pero pagpunta mo ng Australia, mag-iiba yung mindset mo because of the things, the circumstances that you need to do here. Pero meron din namang mga full-time musicians. You know, meron, if I can mention names here, you know, sila Daniel Maliari ng Gold Coast and sila Bong and Ning Soto, and which sadly is si Bong Soto, one of the oldest musicians in Melbourne na Filipino, just passed away. Yeah, pero malaki yung kanyang contribution sa Filipino music community doon. So yung mga ganun, pero madami ring problema ang na-encounter.
Umalis naman tayo ng kaunti, ano? Let's talk about yourself, your personal background, at paano ba nagsimula yung interest mo sa music and advocacy?
Well, I would always start with the story that my dad is a musician and OFW as well. So mga hindi nakakaalam, OFW, it's Overseas Filipino Worker. Yan. So OFW and musician yung tatay ko. And then nakikita ko kasi na yung mga pictures niya, no? He's been playing but also working. But also meron kaming gitara na binili niya ata na nandun lang sa tabi. And then wala kasing, galing ako sa Aparika, Cagayan, that's my province in the Philippines. And wala naman ibang, wala pang cellphone noon, wala pang, you know, iPad and whatever. So meron lang yung gitarang yun, and then I tried to, you know, play it, listen to music always. There's always music there in the house. And then, pinag-aralan kong mag-gitara hanggang sa nagustuhan ko siya, and then nagbanda ako with my high school, you know, mates. It stuck with me. Ewan ko, music is a constant learning as well. You know, parang laging merong kang bagong natututunan, no, sa music. And then, nagbanda-banda lang ako until I went to Baguio in the Philippines to do my bachelor's degree in anthropology. I didn't start with anthropology. I started with biology. I guess I like the social side of things rather than the sciences. So, ang naisip ko, paano kaya kung i-combine ko tong anthropology, culture, sociology, and music? So, I did the research on indigenous peoples and their death ritual music sa Baguio. And then from then on, parang nagtuloy-tuloy ako sa research. So, nag-pursue ako to apply for scholarships outside. And then, I found my PhD supervisor, Andy Bennett, who is one of the leading researchers in music scenes or about music scenes and youth cultures. I reached out to him and pitched my proposal about Filipino musicians or migrant musicians. Nagustuhan nila yung proposal ko, and then they supported me to do my PhD here in Australia. So specifically at Griffith University. So I got the scholarship. I owe a lot to them. So yan, malaking bagay na sinuportahan nila ako for that. Kung hindi, siguro wala ako ngayon dito.
One of the most memorable times that I've come to know you, when you were performing with Los Compañeros, it was just this phenomenal performance of Isang Linggong Pag-ibig, which is a classic jukebox. Hindi pa karaoke, no? It's a classic jukebox song by the queen of jukebox, Imelda Papin. And it was a very interesting arrangement, ano? It was a mix of ska, rock and roll, a little bit of ballad. Ano bang naging thought process ninyo para mag-come up ng ganong klaseng very inventive, very fresh approach to a classic jukebox song?
Right, yeah, thanks for that. That was my first band. Well, they are still my bandmates. Yun yung una kong, kasi nung nag-start ako dito, 2019, of course, I don't have anyone. Sige, kahit na wala akong kilala, pupunta lang ako dito. And then, I sold everything, so wala akong gamit, pumunta lang ako dito to do my research. But then you miss it, you know. And then sabi ko, hanap ako ng kabanda because that's also my ticket to the scene, you know, to the community. Kasi yun lang naman ang tingin kong alam kong gawin so that I can connect with people. Ngayon, yung arrangement na yun, yung song na yun, kasi ang influences namin, reggae. Ako, personally, I was part of a reggae ska band sa Baguio noon. At some point in one of our rehearsals, yung vocalista namin, si Neil, kinanta niya yung song. And we all know that song, right? That's one of the favorite songs ng nanay ko. No? So, kinanta niya yun, and then it linagyan niya ng reverb. Sabi ko, uy, maganda yun ah. So, ang naisip kong arrangement is, bakit hindi natin gawing mabagal yung verse and then with the same feeling as the original almost, but our version, biglang pabilisin natin no, sa chorus para may iba siya. It was good. It was fun.
Oh, I really enjoyed it. I heard it on the radio as well. Yeah. Even yung may live performance kayo sa isang radio. Speaking of radio, you do a lot of work in promoting other Filipino musicians yourself. In fact, you host and produce a radio program which was nominated for an award at the Community Radio Awards this year. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. May distinct sound na ba tayo na na-develop natin bilang mga Filipinos in Queensland, you know what I mean? And how would you describe yung musical identity natin dito?
Right, that's an interesting question and mahirap sagutin. I run and produce and host a radio program here sa Radio 4EB in Brisbane wherein I feature Filipino independent musicians. Pero ang highlight nito ay yung mga independent music, which means that these are the songs that they just independently wrote and released. Ang dami kong na-discover na bagong music, no? Merong Bicolano, merong Bukidnon, merong Ilonggo, no? Ang dami. So, yun yung masaya doon. What makes the music made by Filipinos in Queensland, for instance, distinct is the words.
No? The stories, you mean?
The stories, you know, the stories that they put in doon sa song. Because these are stories that come from their own identity, their own experiences.
Nabanggit mo kanina, we put our creative pursuits aside or in the backseat. Ano ba yung masasabi mong balakid o kung may balakid nga ba sa pag-iisip ng mga tao? Kung ano ba ang mga profesyon o ano bang profesyon na dapat i-pursue considering isang malaking puhunan ng pag-aabroad, ano? Why is it hard for them to pursue that even if it's not a monetary motivation?
It's the expectation na maging mayaman or magkaroon ng pera. Or maging maganda yung buhay mo. We are not thinking about other concepts of success kasi. For us to feel that we are pursuing our creative activities, that's also a success, right? A kind of success, at least. Pero kapag merong expectation na hindi, kailangan mong yumaman, kailangan natin ng pera. And of course, that's also, you know, yeah, reasonable nga siya, valid naman siya. For example, we need to still send money to our families back home.
And finally, your research will be part of Queensland's, you know, body of knowledge on its musical history, you know, particularly na kung gaano kalaki ang naging contribution ng ating kultura musically sa evolusyon ng tunog dito sa Queensland. In 50 years' time, how would you like to look back on this moment? Now, considering how much contribution this research would probably contribute sa pagkakakilanlan and identity of Queensland as a whole. Ano nga ba din ang mensahe na nais mong mapulot ng mga kababayan natin sa Queensland o lahat ng mga migrante dito sa Australia who would probably come to listen to an archive of probably your interview or maybe flip through the pages of your book and your research? What would you like them to pick from this?
Right. That's a good question. A big one. siguro ang sa akin ay lahat ng migrants dito sa Australia ay mahalaga. At ang kanilang stories ay mahalaga. We've been here for ages. Pero hindi tayo masyadong na-recognize in terms of whatever we are contributing to the society. So meron man pero sa ibang mga aspeto, no? masaya na ako na this was or this will be one of the first things that talk about the role of musicians here in Australia or in Queensland in particular. Mahalaga ito para mabalikan natin yung legacies, for instance, of those people na hindi natin kilala. So, katulad nila Tony Marino, Bong Ramilo, Pete Cruzado. Itong mga taong to, hindi natin naririnig to sa labas, no? Pero itong mga taong ito ay nagkaroon ng chance to play music in Queensland and be part of the music ecosystem ng Queensland. Pero we are not giving them much recognition of their role in this space. I think the more important thing there is, I was a bridge in terms of knowing, of younger people knowing about this older generation and their contribution to Queensland in general. So that's what I look forward to, I guess.
Dr. Carla Nasin, what beautiful words to end this interview. Congratulations and mabuhay ka.
Thank you, Celeste, and thank you for the time na pinaunlakan niyo ako dito sa SBS. Nga pala, inaanyayahan ko kayo, mga Filipinos in Queensland, Filipinos in Australia, to collaborate with me and contribute sa mga pagbigay sa akin ng photos, videos, news clippings, in order for us to establish this memory of Filipino musicians and events in Queensland. Email nyo lang ako sa aking personal account or Facebook account. Hanapin nyo lang Nikki Anacin, NikyAnacin sa Facebook. Thank you.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.